you would have the Derashah. When the Derashah was ended, now this you can debate how early it started, but I'll show you it's in the Bible at least once. Then people could ask the question. So imagine you got a 14-year-old boy who's doing the Derashah. You could ask him questions. I don't think they raised their hand. They never raise their hands. But you could ask him questions. Not, hey, wait a minute. What about our doctrine of? That the rabbi could deal with during the week. But things like, Seth, how did your dad become paralyzed? Have you prayed? Does your father still love the Lord? Things like that, that allowed for reflection. When the Derashah was done and the question and answers were done, now everybody would stand again, and you may stay seated. I'll do this at the end. Now the one formal thing in a synagogue, everybody who's in the tribe of Levi and the family of Aaron, meaning everyone who is Cohen, priest, would gather in the middle of the congregation and use the words of the Aaron benediction in the book of Numbers and bless the congregation together. Today they'll often do it like this, because they're going to speak the exact words that God told them to speak, and they don't want you looking at me. You're supposed to be listening to God, so I'll cover my face. Not everybody does, but the denomination that I studied in, they always covered their face when they did the blessing. And then the synagogue service was over, and everybody left. You'd leave a gift at the door if you wanted to contribute something to the upkeep of the synagogue, but your tithes and offerings went to the temple in Jerusalem, not to the synagogue. Now, in a nutshell, what I should have spent 4 weeks sharing with you, that's probably fairly close to what Jesus and the disciples would have known on the Sabbath day. Now, let's go to the life of Jesus. If that is right, if it's right, what synagogues would Jesus have been allowed to give to read the passage and give the Derashah in? Nazareth and Capernaum. Okay? He could go to other synagogues. He could teach in the synagogue on the Sabbath day. But if that's correct, he would not have been invited to give the scripture and the Derashah unless it's his own community. You were not supposed to, or you were not thought to have the wisdom to speak the words of God to people you didn't know or who didn't know you. By the way, do you realize what kind of mutual discipline is going on here? If you got an 18-year-old whose name is on the list for next week on Sabbath, and his portion is honor your father and your mother, and he's going to read that and speak on it, tell me that everybody doesn't have an eye on this kid all week. Or if the following week they see him disrespectful to his mother, wait a minute, really? There's power in this. The other thing that I thought is, I always have mixed feelings when I teach this lesson. I got a group of kids tomorrow, sixth hour I'm thinking of, who desperately need to know from all of you post-65ers that God is alive and well, and there's a fire in your chest even after 65. Would you find a teenager this week and tell him how awesome God is and how much you still love him and how powerfully he's still moving inside of you? Would you? You'd do a huge service to kids to let them know that God is alive and well. And I'll tell you something else. There's a bunch of you post-65ers that really need to hear from these 18-year-olds, because I got a group of kids 6 hour that are on fire for Jesus. And if you could sit and listen to what Jesus is doing in them, it would reaffirm your faith in the younger generation and in the Church of Jesus Christ. Now, I don't know how to do that. It may not work in your worship service. Liturgically, that may not fit your tradition. I'm not trying to change anyone's liturgy. What I'm trying to say is, as a community, we need to hear the Word of God spoken and commented on by everybody, not just the guy or the woman with a seminary degree. Even though their wisdom may be exerting leadership. You need to hear that. I need to hear it. We all need to hear it. Otherwise, we get the idea that the only guy that the Bible is working in is the guy up here or the woman up here. Anyway, so let's assume that Jesus would have been invited to Nazareth or Capernaum. Now come with me. Okay, here's the blessing at the end. Let me take you to Nazareth. Oi. You have to do this real quick. Here's the city today. In Jesus' day, little village, couple hundred people. Recent immigrants, probably spoke mit the brogue yet.